So for us, this is a great sneak preview of Daytona Rising. We're going to have 40,000 new seats available for the Rolex event as well as Daytona 500 and Speed Weeks. That means we've got brand new seats. We've got three levels of concourses. We have escalators, we have elevators, we have new restrooms and new concessions. Now, we're open. We're not quite finished. There's still some pardon our dust as we get everything ready, but I think it's a great sneak preview for our fans to come out and enjoy some things and get ready for the opening in 2016 when we knock it out of the park. So our fans who enjoy the new part, I think you're going to be raving at how great the sight lines are and the amenities that we've planned.
Okay. And what did it mean to you to have someone who, or a family who's so invested in the sport, be able to be a part of kicking it all off for you?
We had really discussed the opportunity to celebrate what's great about NASCAR. And NASCAR has so many great stories, and family is always one of them. So to have Richard Childress here, who has been coming to Daytona for a long, long time, and have his grandson, the driver of the number three car, couldn't think of a better mix. And then to have them compete and have an escalator duel, I think it was a great way to kind of kick it off and have some fun. And hopefully Richard will display his trophy quite proudly. I'm not sure he's ever participated in an escalator duel before, but he competed well, and he showed his grandson that he's still got a competitive fire.